Heyo, it's your host, BBB, Big Bumble Bolly, here with an upfront apology. Last week, if you guys aired in, I mean, it was a disaster. It was a mistake to air it live. Never doing that shit again. Live shows? Nope. And I can't even get it pulled down now because after I uploaded it, it seems like Malin Laser Tips keeps uploading it, and then I take it down and he uploads it again, and he keeps adding sound effects and slow-mo effects on like the different people's deaths is really fucking tragic. And one big thing is all of them will be remembered. We're setting up shrines to each of the epic questers who went down into Rap Dungeon against my better judgment, but we'll remember them for forever. Tully, Kelly, Korag, motherfucking Kiss Steals, and Bullet Teeth, of course, all of them going down in Rap Dungeon history. And I'm learning a lot on my end. We're gonna have a day, an annual day for them to celebrate their lives. That'll be coming up after we figure all the details out. Right now, everyone's really just really torn up about it, and this is going to be my first step in a wave of accountability that I'm going to try to bring to this podcast, because I've been really reckless in my rays. I'm willing to admit that. I'm willing to admit that I've made mistakes in the past, and I'll own them all. I get accused of a lot of bullshit from people like Malin or people like Zane, but I have done bad things. I need to admit it, and I need to own up to it. And first big step in holding myself accountable is to denounce the Gregonians, the motherfucking Gregonites, the cult of Greasy Greg and their dead prophet, their Greasy Greg. I'm gonna do a big breakdown because this is a group that has been around for a while. They have supported me in the past, and I have stayed quiet about my stance on them, but I'm gonna make my official stance, and I'll be doing a deep dive dissecting their group, so hopefully we could start getting some of our loved ones back, because what are up with those military outposts they've been setting up? What's up with how insular the group is and how much they, they don't allow visitors, they don't allow family, we'll get into it, and I'll break into the bigger arch of they're not the only secret society. I mean, they're a cult, but they started as a secret society, and there are lots of secret societies in the filthy states that I don't think a lot of people like to talk about, or we don't like to mention, so I'm gonna get into it. I'll talk about the historical secret societies, the contemporary ones. They could either be helping out your community, or they could be haunting it with their grisly crimes. Secret societies have been around for forever, and we're gonna deep dive them today. Hey, let's get right into it. Secret societies of the filthy states. Well, at first, because it will hopefully provide us with a wider context on something like how the cult of Greasy Greg can form, how the Gregonians have been able to keep themselves under the wraps for so long. I mean, there have been plenty of secret societies throughout time, and secret societies and cults do have overlap. A lot of secret societies become cults once they become grotesque enough, and then a lot of cults can sometimes go into secret society mode when they need to recede and get out of headlines and stuff like that. That's what Bo and Peep did, the leaders of Heaven's Gate. They went around doing Bo Peep shit for a while, but then they got in big trouble. So, they went down under for a few years and then emerged with Heaven's Gate. Absolutely grotesque stuff. But on the secret society side, there have been some really good ones, like the Righteous and Harmonious Fists of China, the Boxer Rebellion. They fought for righteousness. They had the Red Lanterns, a female war unit who have fucking mystic powers to block bullets, and they could enchant the lesser fighters, the male fighters, to be able to avoid bullets and stuff. Crazy cool. Or the Cathars, a Christian offset that was focused around orphans. orphans and women in abusive scenarios and trying to help them out. The Pope said, no, not that. And, you know, there have been really dumb ones, like some of the political ones, like Skull and Bones is really dumb. The U.S. presidents get in on that. Or the Hellfire Club, like a big orgy type shit. But ultimately, there are a lot of dangerous secret societies, like the Order of the Nine Angles or the L.A. Sheriff Gangs. I mean, these are all money-era secret societies, and they do operate with similar goals that the post-money era secret societies operate in. Kind of like the same issues from, and you know, we have like sects of gemstone hordes that keep themselves in secret, rogue money pope councils. The money popes love to make it seem like they fight each other, but I've heard plenty of conspiracies that they all are in on, and they're just trying to get a bigger pop and get people to pay attention to them. I mean, yeah, they're all just a bunch of organizations that love to operate in the shadows. A lot of stuff like, it could be a neighbor. It could be that abandoned warehouse is where they have their meetings. You'll never know. They do it for all sorts of esoteric reasons. So let's get into some of the secret societies that plague the filthy state. And one of the nastiest ones, one that I can confirm this one exists, motherfuckers, the Golden Hand, the plague of the Golden Coast. They spread like rats who bathe in gold. This filthy fucking secret society of old corporate gods who still try to stay on top of the world in the post-money era. But like, let's be honest, without money, capitalism falls apart and these old corporate gods have no fucking power anymore. So nowadays, they try to keep their power through doing shady deals, by anytime, you know, like a really good community's doing great, but then they need to do a strike or something. There are a lot of strikes that happen in like Beach City. And anytime those strike breakers come, you can see little golden hands on their fucking back. You know what I mean? A bunch all over, like they're being grabbed on by a golden god. Horrible people, you know, anytime you see a war, I guarantee, follow the paper trail of the weapons. It's gonna lead back to the same person on both sides. Like, these are some motherfucking slime balls who will do anything to stay alive. You know, anytime you see your competition disappear, you gotta be wary that the Golden Hand could be around. Now, one of the better ones, the Druids and Dryads of the Vanishing Talons is a really great secret society. An elite guild of hunters and tractors, extremely secretive, said to have magical powers. They're said to, when they do hits, they do assassin hits on corporate people. I said that I've heard that the Dryads and Druids fight with the Golden Hand. And whenever they strike, they make it look like an act of nature. So they make it look like an animal mauled you. But, you know, they could have turned into an animal. You're, this big corporate ship's bringing over a giant capitalist load of goods. Man, that shit gets hit with a tsunami. You never know if that was just nature or if that was a purposeful hit done by the Druids and Dryads of the Vanishing Talon. I mean, some are even said to be an honored branch of the Greal Garrison. Meadowlark was one of the best of the Greal Garrison, in my opinion, but there are hundreds of other captains out there leading their own organizations, their own squads. So, you know, I really hope the best for these guys. And lastly, one of the grotesque cults, secret societies that plagues our lands. This one, I think it leans more on cult, but they still want to act like they're secretive. It's the horrible occultic gunmongers. They call themselves the Seven Soldiers of the Seal. Now, they are seven guardians who hold weapons of the seal, said to open the seven gates of hell in the Old World Bible if all of them were to be collected and brought to the holy site. So, you know, I guess these gunmongers walk around with different holy weapons and they keep themselves separate and they're always wandering, or, you know, some are hiding, some of them set up giant fortresses. They're supposed to keep these weapons safe for absolutely no reason. The gates of hell isn't gonna open if these seven weapons are in the same fucking room. But like I said, I heard some are nomadic so that they never get caught. Some are in hiding so you never know where they are in the first place. And then I heard one of them named Ezekiel Ironjaw actually runs a giant fortress in the Red Rock hillside. So, you know, you get some really dangerous motherfuckers out there. And you gotta be careful when these secret societies start turning into cults like the gunmongers are, because now you got gunmongers praising the soldiers of the Seven Seal, and it's becoming a whole thing. It's becoming a whole destructive cult, especially because it can tear apart communities. It can make parents disown their own kids, turn the brightest minds into rotted fucking zombies. And you know, anyone could be susceptible to a cult or a secret society, really, because being gullible isn't really a thing. It's being vulnerable in the moment, and anybody could pitch something perfectly to one of us if we're vulnerable enough. I mean, people just shouldn't be abusing your trust. That's how it is. We gotta hold these people accountable. So, you know, let's get into it. The cult of Greasy Greg. Let's dissect them. Let's break them down today. All right, we're here. Time to hold them accountable. The Greasy Gregonites, the Gregonian Enclave, the bearers of the sacred Greece, the Greece family, the cult of Greasy Greg has no place in the Greece Valley. I'm here to officially denounce them and reveal their secretive ways in a hope to bring some of our friends and family back home. They tried to act like they were an aid to our community, like they still were our friends, but when we want to sit down and chat with them or we want to visit with them, we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to look into what their militant outposts are out in the Greece Fire Forest. We're not allowed to do a lot of things, and this group needs to be dissected so we could all understand what's going on with them. So, it's been over a year since our friend Greasy Greg sacrificed himself, sealing Zelrot, the elder entity in the Forever Greece Fire. This group of base heads formed shortly after, led by the patron saint of Greece, Gregopolis. I fucking hate calling him Gregopolis. His name's Devin. His name's Devin Hatzman. Like, I fucking hate this dude, and this dude has started something that has become absolutely grotesque. Because when it was small, it wasn't hard to deal with. They would set up altars around camps and stuff like that. They would memorialize Greasy Greg, which was nice, but was also concerning on my side. I didn't love it. But then they would start to help out around the Greece Valleys, helping a lot of the denizens with their tasks. And, you know, only asking for food and scrap grease in return. They really believed in the healing powers of Greece around then. And, you know, they did have some problematic behaviors around then still. Like the chasing of the grease pigs, a despicable act. Why the fuck would you chase? Yeah, they really stress out the pigs, and I don't like the stress grease that comes off of pigs. It's disgusting. They gotta cut. I don't even know why they're chasing around a bunch of greasy pigs. I think that's just something Greg did way back when he would get high on shrooms, or maybe that's something just Gregopolis has made up. They have a very strict no candy policy, which is bullshit, I'd like to think. And they even started doing nulling rituals, which at first weren't bad, but like, it's a weekly meditation. They do it once a week in the Greece River. They sit in there naked for hours, and yeah, it's disturbing, and yeah, it's not the funnest thing to look at, but it's not super harmful. Until they started giving tributes before they would enter the Greece River. And you'd notice it's a lot of stuff from their past that they're putting in the river. They say it's in becoming a new person, stepping into a new light, but that's also a tactic that cults have used for forever in the past, of dumping your old identity and picking up a new one. So if you ever wanted to leave, you won't even know who the fuck you are, because that is your whole identity. community. They are your support system. They are your friends. And they used to invite friends to those events to try and, like, you know, show everyone it's okay. But nowadays, they really don't. And it's super sus. And, of course, then the Greel came. And we all know the Greasy Greganites performed cleansing rituals on the Greel, which, you know, end of the day, really saved our asses. I mean, they had the aid of a few Grease Guardians who didn't flee when the invasion started, but, you know, by saving the Greel, they were able to protect our town longer until Onulus, the god queen, came. But you really gotta give it to them around then, especially me. I wasn't here for that. I went out to find adventurers to help us, and I did, but while I wasn't here, the Greel came through with the help of the Greasy Greganites. But since, you can't do little things in the past and become this, because they have become extremely militant, and they need to dismantle their outposts. This is my first call to action. Motherfucking dismantle that shit. Why y'all need outposts in the Greasefire Forest? What's up with that? Why aren't people allowed to go visit? I mean, especially, yeah, no visitors and no outsiders. What the fuck's going on in there? We can't even check what's going on, and like... Another thing that irks me, not to mention, man, they hate sports lovers, and I'm not a big sports fan myself, but, it's not okay to send death threats to fucking Blarg Ball players. It's not okay to just hassle people on the street because they're wearing a sports shirt, threatening to, you know, cut their head off and stuff like that. That is not okay. I don't know why they're so anti-sport, anti-candy, motherfucking, they don't allow visitors and stuff like that. It's getting bad. And the patron saint, Gregopolis, has even anointed the Gregonian Dreadnought, who leads the Fists of Greece, a horrible subsect of their fucking cult. And let's get this straight too, Gregopolis is just Devin, motherfucking the Gregonian Dreadnought? That's just Donnie Marcus. I went to high school with that motherfucker. That dude was a dweeb. All y'all did was you did a ritual that infused him with this, like, Greek metal armor. They infuse like 3 cars into this dude, so now he has this giant metal armor he wobbles around in. He's still a dweeb in there. I know you're in there, Donnie, you motherfucker. Now, I don't know why they're all going along with this. It's very concerning, and the most concerning of it all is they're preparing a summoning ritual. They believe that now that the world is in the Filthy Wars era, that they really need to protect the Grease Valley, and to do so, they're I've heard it rumored. I haven't heard from any of them, but they won't talk to any of us, so this is the fucking problem. I've heard that they are trying to do a summoning ritual to summon a greasy brood mother from deep into the cauldrons of the earth, the fucking grease pile in the middle of the earth. They're gonna summon a brood mother, and she will then be able to spawn an army of grease terrors that will protect the valley for forever. Now, this is clearly not the fucking way to protect the Grease Valley, especially if they're not gonna even fucking pass this with any of us. So, this is my official call for y'all to fucking disband. We're gonna start the law process. We're gonna get that rolling to get laws against, you know, being this fucking greasy, wearing amulets of Greasy Greg, things like this. Nope, no more. Y'all became too militant, too insular, and too sus to hang out in the Grease Valley. Just come home. Please, thank you for helping in the past. I mean, you guys have helped, but it's done. Your guys' time is over. You guys did it. You guys won. So now it's time to rest and go home. No more militant action. No more showing up to courts with weapons. No more setting up militant outposts. No more summoning rituals. Let's all chill, okay? Let's go to commercial.
Are you ready for Dynamo Elite Wrestling's most ancient and prestigious pay-per-view of the year? Joey Marble's here to announce Slamtopia 67's enormous card, starting with the nuclear barbarian, Minotaur, Adam, versus the Red Rock Vigilante, the Flying Boulder, in an unsanctioned match, right into Chrome Dome and his Tonks defending their posse belt against the ex-football squad, the Golden Caribou. And for the first time ever, we've got a hunger stampede. I'm talking 12 tag teams enter the toxic jungle. Only one leaves as the number one contender for the Dynamo Big'em belts. Man, a 1 week match limit, the first you have ever seen. And finally, as a headlining event, we've got the God Murder Queen Kay versus her boss, Big Bucks Monty, for the two-time everything belt. Log into fight.com and listen to Grease Valley Radio for more updates. Dynamo Elite Wrestling Slamtopia!
Hey, hey, we're back, and, okay, so I know you guys might be, anticipating the quest board of the week or something like that, but no, no more. I've temporarily have had my questmaster title relinquished or revoked or however you want to see, you know what I mean. It's temporary, I'll have it back soon, but I do agree, as of right now, I should not be talking about quests or anything serious like that. It's a hard time, so I need to let everyone rest up, and this podcast was set up for the people, you know what I mean? You guys need to know your quest, but more importantly, y'all need to know how to eat. So let's return to a classic segment. We're talking food recipes, and today I got a feast for your whole fucking family. Hell, feed a whole village with my experimental sludge shroom chowder. Now, you might be thinking, experimental? How is this chowder gonna be experimental? And it's because I even hesitate in calling it a chowder. Because this shit, I dumped so much cornstarch into this shit. It's borderline just a blob. A giant blob of this chowder, you know what I mean? It's great for the whole village, I told you. It'll give you about a 5 foot tall, 3 foot wide block of blob. And this blob, I mean, people could just walk up to it, rip a piece off, and just start munching into it. Man, they'll be tearing pieces off of it for weeks. Little kids, they love this shit. They'll grab their little handful and they'll run off and they'll eating their chowder blob. It's awesome. So let's get into it. What are you gonna need? You're gonna need plenty of sludge shrooms. I'm talking a lot of these things. You got to go out there and pick them yourself, or maybe get all the kids to, or the whole village, and then you could promise them this blob of a meal afterwards, because it really helps all the sludge shrooms collected together help calcify the blob slash chowder, you know what I mean. And many are found, if you're having a hard time, many are found near ash sources. So anytime you see ash, you might find some of these sludge shrooms around there. Like, I'm thinking like bonfire pits, old bonfire pits, or ashtrays, things like that. Check around there, you might find some of these little purple gray mushrooms hanging out. They're always good to eat, don't worry about that. Now, for a chowder, cream is very hard to come by nowadays, and people use a lot of sus creams, and they're not even real creams anymore. I'm like, bro, cream, motherfucking, that's bark. That's just bark in there. What is that? That's syrup. That's not, people don't know what they're doing. But me, see, I just substituted as a whole, so I don't even have to deal with that shit. I traded out for this custom soy and sun grease combo that I make. I might sell it around after this if anybody wants it. If you do want a copy or a little sample of the soy sun grease, hit me up at Grease Radio on the Twitter, you know what I mean? Instead of cream, just use this grease combo, and then make sure sure to get plenty of potatoes, boil them to a mush, and then combine all the ingredients in an empty refrigerator. You're gonna wanna let that bad boy sit for about a week, 1 week, 1.5 weeks maybe, you know what I mean? But this shit, she'll be good for 3 years. You got 3 years, it's good for 964 servings. It's a yum yum meal for the whole fucking family. Now you gotta go make this shit today and feed the whole family. Hell, you feed the whole village, you know how, oh my god, you know what they could give you? You know how much loot you could get? Get loot for your food. Make the blob, make this experimental sludge shroom chowder today. Now, in one of my last segments, I will bring you updates from the Thunder Plains scientist herself, Ripley Fawn, and her loyal rhino mount. You know, Ripley Fawn's been an awesome community member, and she's really been helping out around here. I don't know if she's going to stick around after, but I really hope she does. She's even been working a little bit with the robot prince himself, and they've been able to cook up some experiments in there, and we have got success. The M-Jet fuel has successfully been extracted from the M-Jet itself. Now, we have been able to run tests with these liquids and these fluids and stuff like that. All these different experiments. We kept some in the M-Jet, and we've been able to fly the M-Jet a little too. So let me give you insight on it all. Let's start with the experiments. We're running experiments on the usage of the M-Jet fuel in our generators. Now, the M-Jet fuel is a really thick, viscous blue color, a lot of like, I don't even know what to call them, but there's things floating around inside of there, inside of that liquid. Looks like math to me, but I don't know how to fucking visualize math for y'all. Math inside of like a little blue vial, and we put drips of that inside the generator with a little bit of oil. We don't know if we should be adding fuel to it, if we should have it completely cleaned out. We're testing around. We put it in some of the vehicles too. I mean, hell, we might even test around if we could put this shit on our ammo, coat our ammo in this blue viscousy fuel. I don't know what will happen. We're keep testing. I'll give you guys updates on that. What we are for sure of is that it holds an otherworldly power. It is hyper purified. It has gone through a ton of refinement stages so far. I mean, that's what Ripley Fawn can tell through her tests. Extremely refined version of whatever it is. It's not from this world, but it might be, because we've been able to find residual traces of the same kind of power source in some really weird things. The only things we have found that have this residual trace of power have been old coins, like pennies and nickels and stuff like that, but even like game tokens from like Chuck E. Cheese and John's Incredibles, ancient relics like that, you know what I mean? They seem to have small, I mean like not even a usable amount of power. Power, but the same type of power that the M-Jet fuel has. The M-Jet fuel is just like a billion times refined. One penny's worth to make a vial of this fuel, you'd probably need like a billion pennies, and then you'd have to find a way to refine it down, which we don't understand yet. So maybe it's related to precious metals. The metals maybe have something to do with this cosmic power. We'll look into it. And we started to power our only grease mill with it. And who to fucking guess, it's working like tenfold, baby. We're not even on full power, and it's working 10 times better. So we're considering cranking up the power slowly. I mean, this possibilities are endless with this new fuel source. And like I said, we got the M-Jet up in the sky. Grimble cannot stop talking about how excited he is to be back in the sky, soaring through the air, and he did a little bit of recon while he was out there. He got a couple updates on different spots throughout the whole, and like, this M-Jet soars. Not only does it soar, it could teleport to different coordinates, it seems. So he's been all around just testing out how quick it can move, different variants and speeds, different areas and stuff like that. Apparently, the sleeping giant is seemingly missing right now. His questing party hasn't come back. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Quest too much, but we did go out and look for him. No luck yet, but we're keeping an eye out. He's also keeping an eye out for the Crypt of the God AI. We're suspicious. We're suspicious that motherfucking, that Hecatonkeries motherfucker could still be around somewhere. And we need to finally kill that main computer drive that holds him. We're not too sure, so we're trying to follow, like, those reported junk bots in the Swamp Kingdoms and around those areas. We're trying to follow some of those junk bots back, but once they get into the jungle, it's a little too hard to follow them once they're under the foliage of the trees. And we're also keeping an eye out for any new Sarenstone structures or elder entities. The reports we have so far is there are Sarenstone boulders all along the salt flats of Watub, Michigan, areas like that. And there are reports that they're potentially moving. I mean, Grimble said he passed by them a couple times and they're in new formations every time, so he doesn't really know what's up with that. And some big news. A potentially untouched money era city? Nothing from the post-money era has touched it. Nothing from the filthy wars era has touched it. I mean, this is big, baby. A desert city hidden in the red rocks, potentially holding old money era relics? Motherfucking treasure? Ooh, go find that Mormon gold, baby. It's all out there. You gotta go check it out. I'll bring you guys more updates and more experiments as they happen. This is the power of science, baby. I'll bring you guys updates, but firstly, let's give it a wrap up to you. All right, let's get a huge check-in going, because above all, you gotta look out for the community, and really, that's my one fucking job here. I think I overstretched, and I think the reason why I'm feeling this, like, wave of accountability is, firstly, the guilt, but, like, you know, I started this pod with good intentions to be fun for everybody and a good escape for everybody, but after the costing the lives of the questers last week, and then having to hear over and over people talk about it and people play the clips, it's fucking embarrassing. So I'm going back to my one real job and just looking out for the community. That's the one thing. So, like, how's your mental health? You taking care of yourself? You taking time to yourself? You gotta take care of yourself, and then you gotta take care of the ones that you care about. You gotta keep your support system alive. You gotta keep your friends happy and alive so that they can keep you happy and alive. You gotta treat yourself every once in a while, but treat yourself doesn't mean every fucking day you have an excuse to do something stupid, you know what I mean? You still gotta get your productivity in. You still gotta be mentally, physically healthy out there, cognitively healthy, socially healthy. It's all good for you, and I know we're in a hard times, but I love you. I have faith in you. I trust you, you know what I mean? I trust that you could get through this. Another good thing to remember, rules of three. Rules of three, you could last 3 hours without shelter, because you in the cold for more than 3 hours at night, you dead. So remember, if you ever stuck out in the fucking wilderness, and there's plenty of wars that have been displacing tons of communities in the filthy states, so, you know, you might catch yourself for a week in the woods, a month in the woods. And these are good rules to remember. Like I said, first one, 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. Those are your survival rules. You follow the rules of three, you'll be able to do all right. You know what I mean? You'll be able to survive at the very least. From there, you gotta find a city. You gotta find a community, a village. They exist now, you know what I mean? There's tons of them out there. People still think we live in this post-apocalyptic fuckhole, but there are a lot of places where you can now settle down, and you can meet people, and you can be part of a community, or you could just settle down and be yourself in your own plot of land. You know what I mean? Just try not to war is my big thing. The The Filthy Wars era is hands down one of the most disgusting things. I would never have guessed this is what we would have gone down to. But hopefully after this, we'll be able to enter an era of peace and prosperity and a bunch of good shit, you know what I mean? So just try to survive. Don't war, because warring is bad. And we're all having a hard time in the Filthy Wars era. So let's help each other out. And lastly, hey, when's the last time you cleaned that schmeg pipe? You know what I mean? That paraffinia. You got to keep it clean if you're going to keep smoking out of it. And try new experiences. Get a new hobby. Support small artists. You know what I mean? Find like one small artist in your town or in your community, wherever you are, in your hometown, from your high school, one of your old buddies. Find one of their projects and just support them. You know what I mean? It's for the good shit. They'll love you. They'll trust you. It's so good. Take care, friends. Next week, I'll bring you another classic, calm topic. Nothing crazy, no outrageous question, no bad stuff, no death. Only good here from now on, you know what I mean? And you know, maybe I will be able to post a quest again around there. You never know. Stick around. Is that GVR to you? Grace Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, @GreaseRadio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, @GreaseRadio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon, @GreaseRadio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon, @GreaseValleyRadio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist/gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.